Hey, what's up, man? It's Tyler.
Tyler Farr. How are you, pal?
I'm doing well. How you doing? Long time no.
I haven't talked to you in like a week and a half.
I know. I'm getting withdrawals.
Funny man. And you're the guy of the week because you got the new album. Are you trying to get us depressed with this Suffer in Peace title? Like, what is going on with this, okay?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, boycotting happy songs.
It's all doom and gloom. What's up with that?
No, I'm just joking. It's not. That's, you know, the album has a little bit of everything on there, honestly. It's got some, you know, up-tempo rockers, some power ballads, some summer jam songs. The title will throw you off a little bit.
And those three words grab folks right away.
Yeah, I mean, it's like kind of reading a book, and you look at it and you're like, huh, I wonder what that's about.
Is it all you, or do you have any collaborations?
Mostly me. I wrote three songs on there. I am doing a collaboration with my buddy, Jason Aldean, who I'm on tour with.
And see, that leads into something we're curious about. For the rest of this year, next year or two, who's the one person you're still looking to collaborate with, who you'd love to sing with?
Because he's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
We'd probably, like, make fun of each other or something, but probably Blake Shelton.
That's cool.
We hit it off last summer when Miranda joined up with us for some of those.
She always gets in the way, though, doesn't she?
I know. You know, girl, pretty woman walking around, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Blake may have the richest wife in music. I don't know. Him and Tim are battling now, but no, they're both awesome. We both like to give each other a lot of heat. So. Mm-hmm. Makes for a good time. So I'd like to collaborate with him. That'd be pretty cool.
What's the one thing you still like to do for yourself, even though somebody else could do it for you?
I guess mow the lawn.
Yeah?
You know, farm on my tractor. I actually enjoy doing that. It's a little bit of therapy for me. But so that's probably the one thing.
And I like that answer because folks in our neighborhood use the landscaping companies to mow their yards and do all that stuff. I find that like that hour and a half of just pushing the mower is mind cleansing.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing more relaxing than getting on, you know, your mower.
Yeah.
I got a little green John Deere and putting a cold beer there in the koozie in the side. Off.
It's a country music video right there, Tyler.
I think George Jones already did that.
Well, we're very excited because not only do we get to see you in July and the album's out today, but two short days away, Thursday night, an intimate, invitation-only show at Joe's Bar with you.
I'm excited about it because we hadn't done an acoustic show in a while, and there's something about, you know, just playing with the guitar, chewing the guitar, and, you know, people can really, I'm a lyricist, I'm a songwriter. And
yeah.
I'm all about the lyrics. So when you're playing acoustic, people can really hone in on the lyrics and the hooks of the song, and that's, you know, what makes country music. So I can't wait.
And that's our scoop for today, because the live country series, that's what it's called. It's entirely up to the artist. So it could be, you know, we've had someone who's just been that one star and a guitar, like Chase Rice, or people who bring the full band and the electric. So that's our scoop. You're doing an acoustic show.
I am. It's kind of a special moment for the fans and a special moment for me, and we're going to be celebrating too.
Well, I appreciate your time today. We'll see you in a couple days, Tyler. All the best to you.
Thank you, buddy. We'll see you soon.